Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Nowlin, and we're talking about power issues and safety during power outages. Patty, thanks for being with me again.
Good morning. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
We are coming into spring, and it's notorious for weather.
Right. You know, last month, we just talked about coming off the winter season that we had, which was a crazy season with ice and snow and lots of power issues then. And as I said then, that's not even our typical season, what we consider in season for storms. So starting about now and going through June, that's what's typically the spring storm season and a time that we need to be particularly aware of the possibility of power outages.
You know, and it really doesn't take much time for a person to have a better prepared area in their house. So some of the things that they can do to kind of prepare themselves.
Absolutely. You know, it's always important to be prepared. You never know on any given day. It doesn't have to happen during storm season that we have big power outages, but it's always really good to be prepared. And so we have a list. It's available on our website at teammidwest.com, but we encourage people to think in terms of some categories of items. So like water, you want to have at least 1 gallon of water per person per day for your drinking, but for sanitation as well. That's something that we don't often think about is the inability to flush the toilet.
And right.
So showering, things like that. So water is a key category. Food, obviously, is a key category. You want to have a good supply of non-perishable food items, things where you don't have to get in and out of your refrigerator or freezer all the time. So pantry kinds of items, staples that you can keep available in a closet or in your cupboard.
Breakfast bars,
and
things like
and
that.
And a can opener. You know, that's something that we don't often think about is everybody's got electric can openers, but a hand-operated can opener in a case like that. Lighting is a huge consideration. You know, Kathy, I don't know about you, but when my power goes out, I constantly, as I walk into rooms, I'm flipping on the light switches.
Reflex.
It's like, darn it. So have your flashlights available.
Well, and anymore,
your candles and matches available.
And anymore, too, your cell phones have flashlights on them, so those always come in handy for me.
Right. You're right. And so, telephone—that's a great segue. That's the next category. You know, your cordless phone. So many of us have cordless phones in our homes now. Those won't work during an outage. And so have a corded phone available. Now, I don't know how many people even have corded phones anymore.
I do have one for that purpose.
But make sure your cell phone is fully charged. Make sure that if you have tablets or other devices, make sure everything's fully charged so that you can keep aware. We're constantly posting updates about outages and stuff on our Facebook page and on our website so that you have that communication channel open.
I know we've even gone out in the car to recharge.
Or go down to McDonald's and use their Wi-Fi.
And use their Wi-Fi. Yeah, as long as they're not out.
Right?
Medical things, too, is another thing.
Yeah, thanks. So have a first aid kit. Prescriptions are really key, too. You know, you don't know that you're going to be able to get into the pharmacy. And so always be sure that you've got prescriptions available in a basic medical kit, some personal sanitation items, blankets, a clock, you know, just things like that. It's just good to go from this list and have that kit available. It doesn't take a lot of room, but that way you're ready if the power goes out unexpectedly and you're not taken by surprise.
Well, a lot of it will fit in a nice little tote so that you can grab and go. It's like, that's our kit right there. And you're not scrambling, trying to find it all at the last minute.
Yeah. In the 70s, got ready for the nuclear holocaust. They were putting all their canned goods aside and stuff. But it just takes a little bit of thought to be prepared for power outage.
But then also there's a lot going on outside that you have to be careful about.
Yeah, safety is so important. And so that's something, you know, we live in a safety culture here at MEC because we have to. You know, the nature of the utilities that we deal with, electric particularly, it's just inherently dangerous. And so when there is a storm, we really want people to be very conscious of their surroundings. So clearly stay away from down power lines. If you see if there's a power line down across your street or in your yard or that you come across, call us immediately to report it. You know, we're able to prioritize outage restoration, and when there's a dangerous safety situation, we're certainly going to give that priority when we can.
You
don't want to touch anybody around a power line. You know, you could become the ground to somebody, and so if there's a person who is knocked out and there's a power line in proximity, call the authorities, call medical people or 911.
Right.
Don't try to handle that yourself because you could end up with two victims in that case. You know, a lot of times you could be driving and a power line comes across your car unexpectedly. We encourage people just to stay in the car. You know, the instinct is get out, get away. But again, you put yourself in a path of danger with that. So we encourage people to just, if your car comes in contact with a power line, stay in the car. And one really key thing I want to get in before we run out of time today, we talked about being prepared with candles, but don't leave burning candles unattended.
Oh, my goodness,
My goodness, the horrible stories we hear about people who had candles on, whether for heat or just for a source of light, and leave those unattended. Don't ever leave that stuff unattended because, again, you could become a victim in a very different way. And so don't leave that stuff unattended.
Well, and I know, Patty, on WLEN, we do a great job of reporting all the different outages.
Yeah.
And we watch your website and get your predictions of restoring times and things like that and share that with our community. And that does tend to be very helpful to everyone, really.
You know, we share as much information as we can.
Exactly.
We try to keep Facebook updated as much as we can. Sometimes we just don't know the answers. You know, everybody's question is, when will my power be restored?
Yeah.
And there's so many circumstances that can impact that. But but we certainly we appreciate you guys sharing the information, Kathy.
Yep.
And we use all of our local media outlets, but particularly our own Facebook page for keeping people informed.
There you go. Well, thank you, Patty, for joining us again and sharing the information on the power and safety issues.
Thanks, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.